Hey, Big Love fam, welcome to Super Freak. This is a high vibe podcast, y'all, exploring all things frequencies, how they govern form, shape our realities, and are the key to living from your full potential. It's non-woo convos about super woo shit, unpacking what I call the science of self, from body and soul literacy to the power of understanding vibration, higher consciousness, quantum physics, and spiritual psych. Let this podcast become a resource for you on your journey to self-mastery. If you're curious and ready to free your mind, unlock the body, and truly become limitless, then you're in the right place. I'm your host, Tally. This is Super Freak, awakening for the next gen. Let's go. All right, everybody. So I'm walking. We're going to walk together. If you're listening to this on an exercise, a morning outing, an evening outing, whatever, because I'm coming back online after what has felt like literally 9 years. Time is weird. It's definitely changing. And I've been working through this deeper layer patterning around being able to truly have it all, which looks like the inverse of that, which is chronic discontent, which is what I want to talk about because there's something to it. I'm not the only one who's going through it. And I've been met with this feeling at various different levels, meaning I've also encountered this with people at various levels of success. And here's what I have concluded thus far. There are three variables that contribute to chronic discontent. I'm probably going to have to rewrite this section of the book, but whatever. The first is a time function. No shocker there. Your consciousness is resonating faster than what your body can handle. Two, that it is a combination of the result of, so rather it is the result of extreme poverty or extreme privilege. So it's the inverse pattern of worthiness and lack, if that makes sense. And then the third is a result of your conditioning and your environment. So what you picked up on as a child, what you continued to decode and process in your adult life, and how you feel and think your life should be versus what is actually being presented. So there's a misalignment in the feedback loop that you're creating, which is the result of, in addition to being environmental conditioning, a deep underlining pattern of worthiness. So I'm going to break all those down right now. Okay, so I have stationed myself to finish this conversation. First, I want to talk about consciousness and the fact that you've heard me say this before, if you're listening to this podcast, that awareness is simply our consciousness stationed at various different dimensional orders, all the way to infinity and directly to pure source. And then the spirit aware of that consciousness in a body. That's essentially what the third dimension is. So when you are oscillating really, really, really quickly, meaning your consciousness is vibrating at a very high or individuated rate, I say high because most people think of it as a hierarchical order. It's not really like that in the all that is. It's just expansion. So awareness is the ability to hold multiple vantage points at the same time in a body. Okay. You're aware of the awareness that you are, or the consciousness that you are resonating at, and you're aware of that, and you're able to hold a single point in time within a body. This is the space aspect of space and time. I know it gets a little bit complex, but when you start to awaken, you start to hold a broader perspective, a wider lens. And most people get very addicted to that expansion process because it's very euphoric. It's extremely euphoric to know stuff, at least it is for me. It's very euphoric to feel an aspect of yourself without the construct and the constraints of time. It's extremely euphoric. And that's why death is such a beautiful process. And most people don't talk about it that way because we are indoctrinated to fear it. But it is a beautiful resting state. And it's something not to fear, but to celebrate the fact that you had a life worth living and that you got to learn as much as you did in this level of density of it. And you started to see beyond the illusion at this level of density of it, which is extraordinary. So awakening is the process of holding more of your own consciousness in a body in a single point of time. When you start to hold a wider lens of information, you really, really start to wake up. You start to collect spiritual mass. That's the best way I can describe it. You really start to pick up more momentum and velocity. So if you think about the speed with which a motorcycle goes around a lap, or an F1 formula driver goes around a lap, the skill set to be able to hold that level of speed and shave time and become more efficient with time and hold that level of resonance takes a tremendous amount of skill. In the beginning, it's like trying to get a commercial airplane kind of going and off the ground. You need to kickstart it. And that's what frequency work does for you. So I talk about the difference between creating a life when you're awake versus creating a life that you created when you're asleep. Okay? There's a big difference. When you're asleep and you start to pick up momentum, that plane starts to lift off the ground, you see your life from a very different perspective. The flag, the red flags that you painted green with your said partner, the fact that you knew certain things, but did them anyway. Like you can start to really see the self-abandonment patterns, the sacrifice patterns, the lack patterns. You can start to see the information that you engaged in based on the feedback loop that you were creating. So meaning your patterns were running you and you are starting to see that versus creating a life when you're awake, you see your patterns and the stakes are higher and you move and navigate around them, you move through them quicker, and then you kind of arrive at this place where you're like, I'm still not all the way stoked on my life, and yet here I am with access to myself, here I am, I've created, you know, X, Y, Z, and I'm still, quote unquote, not happy. So when I talk about consciousness being stationed higher than the body can hold, this is one of the main things that I've seen and I'm experiencing now is that I've had all these major expansions in the last couple of months. My body hasn't been able to quite keep up with the information that's coming in. So because I am who I am, I can expand my awareness very quickly. However, and I can pixelate myself very, very quickly also when it comes to working on you guys. However, when it comes to me integrating information for myself, I'm not always that good at it. Like I really am not sometimes that good at it. I kind of forget the body, even though I talk about it all the time. And or I reach a different level of having to honor the body in a different way. And right now, these last integrations and the last upgrades has all been about bridging technology and nature and really understanding what that is. And the body is nature-based. So I am being forced to move wildly outside of my comfort zone and be in a climate and move into places and separate myself from people and connect with different people in different ways in order for me to uplevel my body. So I'll say that the difference between your consciousness being stationed at a different rate and then your body being able to hold that level of resonance is the first reason why you might be experiencing chronic discontent. The second reason is a time function. So if your body is experiencing a drag, which is what the difference between being able to hold a higher level of consciousness and then your body being able to hold it, that's an integration piece, okay? Your body is holding on to old ideas, and so you need to create more room. Okay, you need more RAM. Your processing speed is faster than the software system has available in terms of RAM capacity and storage. So you've got to free up some space in the body in order for you to bring in more of the light. And then the second reason is this time function. So if your body is behind time, right? Meaning your body is behind where your spirit is or your consciousness is resonating at. That's a time function. So the fastest way to get yourself into time is to surround yourself with the frequencies of zero point, which is nature. Cold exposure, meditation, doing nothing, staying off of tech, bringing it back to like very, very, very simple basic stuff. Fresh water, good food, the best you can put in your body, ideally food that you've grown. I know that apparently that's a luxury these days, but just follow me here. And or it might actually mean that your body is super, super tired of playing the character that it has been playing in order to accommodate the patterns. And it is finally time to have the hard conversations, move through these sticky core programming, and step into some pretty deep-seated change. So one of the best things I've ever heard about fear is it may feel like it's extraordinarily hard. There's a long runway of it, but when we actually step into it, it's extremely shallow. Those waters are long, but they're really shallow. So the fear is really an emotional incongruency as opposed to proximity to real danger. Okay, so the third thing I want to talk about is two sides of the same coin, okay? It's a lack and worthiness pattern that presents itself in extremes. Either extreme poverty from environmental conditioning and your general upbringing, and then extreme privilege and wealth and access from your childhood conditioning and upbringing. So if you're feeling like things are just never enough, like this isn't enough, it's not good enough, it's not good enough, there is either an underlining pattern of you wanting to fulfill a deep-seated program that you're also not enough, and your brain is looking for confirmation that you're not enough through the feedback loop that you're experiencing. So if you could be at like a 5-star resort, you could be at a really beautiful experience, everything is taken care of for you, and you still feel like it's not enough because you're looking for proof that everything is bullshit, that you're not lovable, that you're going to end up alone, or that things are going to work out exactly how you thought, which is ultimately going to leave you in a position where you're emotionally and physically unsafe, just like you thought. You're looking for that proof in your life. Then on the other side of that, when you grow up with extreme privilege and things are given to you, you don't have a real concept, or you don't have context also, of what it's like to go without. So your expectations are so extraordinarily baseline level high that when you do have extraordinary experiences, you can enjoy them because the underlining pattern of that is where you establish your value, where the baseline is. And most of the time, at least the clients that I work with who have extreme access to wealth, they were never shown or taught how to be valuable as a person when they were young. They had expectations placed on them. There were specific standards. They were the show pony for their parents. They had to do well to make sure that their parents look good in society, so on and so forth. The core program, the baseline of both of those experiences is value, lack, and not feeling good enough. It's a worthiness pattern. You do not feel like you have enough value, okay, to enjoy your life, to actually enjoy what's being provided for you, what's being given to you, what you are creating, manifesting in your life, striving for, etc. The idea of striving in general, and I'm working through this also myself, is to experience yourself as creator, which is what we are here to do. So chronic discontent is really an answer to a question, is this all there is? And the answer is no. There's obviously more to experience if you want to do that, if you want to experience more, meaning if you want to experience what it feels like to have a deeper expression and expansion of yourself in a body. And I certainly do. I want to continue to awaken until I have no more choice left. So here's what I'm doing to combat some of these feelings of chronic discontent. First, I'm doubling down and spending a hell of a lot more time in nature. I'm going back to basics. And the biggest thing that I've done is I am putting everything that I think I want, everything that I think that I am, any access that I think I have to myself, any and all of it, into a huge void type container in my meditations, and I'm continuing to blow it up to go back to nothing. Essentially, I'm creating a much different, a much deeper, a much more expansive zero point. You guys will hear me talk about the zero point all the time. I'm being personally schooled on deep zero point physics and mechanics recently. Like really, really understanding what it means and what it's like to connect at a deeper level with nothing, with really truly de-frequencing the void of nothing. And it's almost an aspect of dissolving yourself completely, ongoingly, into source, into your own potential, and then recalibrating from that potential. And I'll talk more about that in coming classes and more podcasts and things like that. Essentially, it's a deeper state of surrender, and it is utterly, utterly feminine. So as I call in more of my own feminine energy, it's not ironic at all to me that I'm being forced into the void of nothing, which is being held deeply by the feminine, but also being held by the structure of time. So it's both. It's being held within the feminine nature of myself, and then also being held deeply by a masculine frequency, which has been a really big core program that I've had to work on pretty much my whole life. It's one of the core programs I came in here to override. So how much can you allow yourself to truly have it all is this deeper question when you're running up against that layer of chronic discontent. It is a worthiness pattern. And I know it deeply. I'm in it with you guys, which is the reason why I'm sharing. And I fucking know. Okay, the visions that I see for my life, I know that those things are possible. And I also am completely willing to blow them all the way up and see what shows up on the other side of that. Because ultimately, the experience here is not about what you give back to the world. It's about awakening yourself, accessing that fundamental authenticity, and then through that expression, sharing yourself with the world so deeply that people have permission to do the same. So the feedback loop becomes a conduit for pure source information moving through you, and then having that reflection reflected back to you in the form of abundance, synchronicities, magic, the right people coming into your life, etc. So neutrality ultimately is the key. So imagine, okay, just as a visual, you're trying to really, really ping up in resonance, but you're holding on to the vision that you want for your life, right? That what you thought you wanted for your life. What if the vision that you thought you wanted for your life is actually weighing you down? It's stopping you from pinging into the next resonance, because I can tell you that whatever is meant for you will come back to you from a higher level order, better than you could have imagined. So I'm not shown a ton of things at times when I'm completely in the dark and I have no visibility, is when I have to actually trust my highest self the most and trust what I have in terms of my knowing of what I'm here to do, what I'm here to be a conduit for, and what I want to create. And then I also have to completely let that go, blow it up, and move into deeper levels of surrender with regards to time. And that for me is my biggest frustration. This reality is incredibly dense. It can feel a bit mundane. It can feel like it's really, really slow, which means like I can see how far below our collective potential is, and it's extremely disheartening. And then I get frustrated at how I create. So some people will get visions and some people will get very deep instruction. And I operate completely on an if possibility. Everything is, well, if you could create something, what would that look like? Well, if you could go somewhere, what would that look like? And if I don't really know, or if I'm up against a deeper pattern, it becomes incredibly paralyzing, which is a very frustrating experience to be in. So if this is you, you're definitely not alone. How you orchestrate and work with your highest self is, or your higher consciousness, or your deeper knowing, or your intuition, or your relationship with God, shouldn't feel disempowering. Meaning, if you have to prove to yourself that you can actually create or manifest or have good things happen to you, then there's something there to look at. I know that for myself, when I can't see, feel, know, intuit, right? Even though I'm online, it's usually because there's another layer of fear I have to move through, and I'm being called to trust even deeper. And I believe that that is what's happening for all of us at this point. And if you look at what's happening now in the collective, why religion is at the forefront, it's because when people are uncertain or when they don't know and when they're in tremendous amounts of fear, they will double down on their faith even more, which is why it's on the chopping block, because this auric field, you've heard about me talk about this before, is extremely strong. So the more people believe it, the more that that auric field has power, and the more under the guise of giving people power, it actually disempowers us, because everybody has the spark of the divine within them. And just because you can't quite feel, know, intuit your highest expression or your guidance doesn't mean that that guidance is not there. Everyone is getting different levels of upgrades, including your highest self. Your highest self gets upgrades too. And that repixelation process for everyone takes a little bit of time. And I'm like literally saying this out loud for myself. So if you feel like you've been in a really long hallway of not knowing what the fuck is going on, okay, and not knowing what to do with yourself, just know you're not alone. And also keep it really, really simple. Go back to basics and just keep asking these questions of what it is that you want to know. Blow everything up and wait. I'm having to do that right now. And I don't like it, but I know that every time I've been in this situation or in this place, something is greater on the other side of it if I just let go of whatever the resistance is. Softening, deeper surrender, etc. You're worth what it means to surrender. You're worth softening for, and you're also worth not giving up on. Okay? All right, you guys. Stay curious, question everything, and I'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Please make sure to leave a review and follow the fun on social media, because that's how it works in this world. In the meantime, get your freak on. I'll see you in the next session.